As the Lord good evening, let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you give and provide for us. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for the strength that we have in you, the joy, the provision. And thank you for all that you allow us to achieve from morning till now. And we pray this time in the name of Jesus that you honor our worship and with all the items for our service. Thank you for all the brethren who are able to come and join us, those who are here and those who are in other places. I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to us, you guide us, you strengthen us. I pray for the protection of all the church members, workers, pastors, families, elders from this COVID-19. I pray, Lord, don't allow us to get vaccination. Oh Lord, I pray that no one will be forced to take it against his will or her will. In the name of Jesus, I pray also, Lord, that once again you will fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we will be a good testimony to others, that we will evangelize, we preach your word, and we will tell others, about, Lord, about you in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, you'll be the one to help us and guide us in our mission and service. I pray that each and every one of us will work hard to cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives: love, patience, joy, peace, perseverance, humility, long-suffering, gentleness and kindness, self-control, in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that we will persevere in trials, persecution. Lord, I pray for protection of all the church member. I pray for my protection from any persecution, from any attack of a human used by devil. In the name of Jesus, I trust you, Lord, that you will shield over us, you will shield our families and our also children, spouses. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will stand firm because we continue to pray and fast. We stand victoriously against the devil and all his schemes to destroy the church, destroy families. I pray for those who are our brethren who are having foothold, that they will renounce it, O God. They will be willing to be delivered from any demonic power in the name of Jesus. We come against all power of darkness, all the work of Satan. We bind right now and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. No weapon forged against you will prevail or prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, protect all our church members and our extension, Lord, here in Ain, in Abu Dhabi, and other places in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, Philippines, in America, and also Australia. We pray. Also, Lord, you guide us, strength, favor that come from you, O God, from the government and from the authorities in these places, that we'll continue to get the privileges to be sustained, that you will have all the facilities that we need, the logistic things and the documentations, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Anoint, Lord, the songs, O God. Anoint the giving, Lord. Anoint our worship. Anoint the message, O God. Speak to us and guide us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let's worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We continue to serve you, O God. Sustain us, Lord, in this journey, O God. Sustain us in this wilderness until you come and take us with you, until we meet you, Lord, face to face. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
You're holding me now.
Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for all the comfort we receive from you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your speaking to us. I pray, O God, you honor the rest of our worship. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Let's give what's due to God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are giving us. Oh, Lord, and come before the name of Jesus, that you will open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people, and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep, or a big devour in our lives. Oh, God, and let all nations know we are blessed by you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. We'll continue today speaking about this topic, how to take the right decision. And we speak today from Acts chapter 6, verse 27, how the responsibility of the church is of more of leaders, elders, deacons, bishops, overseers, and what the criteria that the church need to use to select such people for the service and the ministry. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude and the disciples unto them, and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Thank you, God. We magnify you, we adore you. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God. Anoint this word of yours. And speak to us and guide us. Take it and spread it. Make it reach our brethren. Let them listen and abide and apply in their life. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Here we come to know that the church had been increased, not only the number of disciples, but the disciples were multiplied. And also with this increase of the church, there's increased responsibility on the apostles. There are things need to be met. Here we can read that there was murmuring had taken place from the Grecians against the Hebrews because certain needs was not met and the apostles were not able to attend these things because they are having much work and responsibilities. Here the widows were neglected and that problem was raised up. So here they are in need of other workers to be raised up, to occupy certain offices so that services will be provided, need will be met, and the ministry will continue without problems. And here, why the apostle cannot attend such a ministry more, because if they will attend such a ministry, they will be neglecting the word of God, and they will be neglecting also the life of prayer. Then the 12, the apostle called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. If they will continue to serve tables and do this administrative work, then the life of prayer, that they need to have life of prayer to commune and communicate with God, so that they can receive the message and the word of God, and they can impart this teaching and the word of God to the life of the congregation, to the life of the people, and to other people. So here, the importance of other people to raise up. Besides that, these serving on or standing on table, they can be done by other people, and the apostle will be relieved. So here, there's a need of people to occupy certain offices in the church, and the apostle, they had put forward how to choose them and what is the criteria, because those who are need to be chosen, you know, in verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Here the apostles, they put a criteria how the people to be chosen to fit or to occupy that office. They should have certain criteria. Why? Because those people who take that office, they will do certain services to meet the needs, to solve certain problems. And basically, you know, those problems is about grumbling and mumbling. You know, when the church expanded, reaching new people, and even the people who are part of the church already existing, they have a problem, and maybe they are tempted to be start to grumble. So here, the workers that to be chosen, they have certain godly criteria. So we'll help to overcome such situation. They had put certain criteria for the workers that to be chosen. He said that men of honest report, men who has no other wrong motive for the ministry. They are not after money, they are not after power, they are not after to show themselves. They don't have hidden agenda. They are honest, they have noble heart, clean heart to save God. Why? Because they are responsible to a certain people who are already grumbling. If those are chosen, they are also grumblers. It will be very hard to manage the situation. The problem will be more worse. So people should be of noble, honest heart. They are honest, they are tested, they are well known that they are good reported, that they don't have wrong motive in serving the Lord. You say, full of the Holy Ghost. Again, they need to be full of the Holy Spirit. They will not serve God with their mind, their own understanding, or their tenets, but they are serving God by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are led by the Holy Spirit. They are inspired by the Holy Spirit to hear from God and put solution. That is how they will be helpful to the people in taking right decision and help them to implement this right decision in their life. Again, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not only they have the Holy Spirit, again, the Holy Spirit is having them all together for Him. They are full of the Holy Ghost and they are full also of wisdom. They don't depend on their own wisdom or understanding, but they follow the ways of God and the word of God, and they follow the solution that God would put for them to serve God, to serve the problem, to meet the needs, and to help people to take right decision so that things will go well. He said, we may appoint them over this business. They'll be appointed. They'll be ordained to do this office, so that will give them authority and that will give them honor, so that the service will be more effective in such a way. You know, in verse 4, and he said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer unto the ministry of the word. Here, this office will be occupied. The purpose of it is that the apostles will be more free to pray, to receive from God, and they'll be having more time to reach people, to teach the people the word of God, and to put the teaching and the doctrine that the people need. So here there's the church will be expanding more when people put in the right places, the people have set any place by a certain clear criteria. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. Everyone was happy because they were happy and pleased because they have seen clearly that the apostle had put criteria. Men of noble, men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom. So everyone cleared him that no one will be occupying the place unless he has honest report, he's full of the Holy Spirit and he's full of the wisdom of God. The whole multitude were pleased. And they choose Stephen and start to choose, they help in the choosing the people. They choose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Here, we know Stephen, what he did in chapter 6 and 7 of the book of Acts, and he was murdered. And also that we know also from here that there is another criteria in choosing the workers. Here, he is a man full of faith. Stephen was a man full of faith. But we understand here that he has faith in God. He has faith in God's word and what God says. And he has faith also. And he is obedient to the plan of God that he has for him and for the whole church. Man full of faith. Man who has committed his life to be fully under God. Full of wisdom, full of the Holy Spirit, man of honest report, and also they choose other men. They choose totally 7, the rest, and after Stephen, they choose Philip, and we know what Philip had worked in the book of Acts, chapter 8, how he planted the church in Samaria, and how he also baptized the Enoch from Ethiopia, and how he was an evangelist, the cities and towns in Acts chapter 8 verse 40. But Philip was found as Azotus and passing through he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. So that's here the ministry of Peter and ministry of Philip. In addition, in Acts chapter 20 uh, 1 and verse 8 and 9, the scripture tell us about the hospitality of Philip and how he was having godly family, how he was having 4 daughters who were prophesying, who had lived in holiness, they were virgin, and they were serving the Lord. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea. Came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. So here, another testimony about how the workers should be, that their families should be in holiness. So they would be a good example to other people, in addition to Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, proselyte of Antioch. They choose other people who are fit for the office. One of them is a Gentile who was converted, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Whoever fit, when church choose people, they should follow criteria, not which nation or which ethnic group. People should be chosen according to their capability, and whatever background or nation they came from, that should be fine and well. Whom they said before the apostles, and when they had to pray, they laid their hands on them. They laid their hands on them, imparted them the gifts of the Holy Spirit, authorities, and also honor, so that they would do the service of God, and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, with the full approval of the apostle. And the word of God, see here, we will see now what is the fruit of choosing people who are fit with the criteria, who are godly, and who would be helping people to take right decisions, who would be helping people to implement godly decisions in their life. He said in verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to their faith. There are 4 things that happened here. The grumbling disappeared, needs was met, and the problem were solved. Second is that the word of God increased. There were more opportunities to preach the gospel, more evangelism was going on because the apostles were more free now. And there are things that, again, disciples, they multiplied more disciples was raised up. And fourth is that those who were adamant to faith, like the priests who were opposing the word of God and believing in Christ, they come now and they will become obedient to their faith now. At the conclusion of the message today, God is calling you to be raised up, to be fitting the criteria, to be a man with honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom, and full of faith. Let's all stand in His presence. Examine yourself now with the Holy Ghost. Let the God examine you. Come to God in repentance as we stand in the presence of the Lord. Confess your sins. Repent. Renounce them. Commit yourself not to repeat that sin again. Be willing to serve God and be willing to be a blessing to other people who need God in their life, who need to take right decision, and to help them to implement such in their lives. Lord, thank you for your word that you sent to your church. We bless you, magnify you, O Lord. I pray, O God, for my brothers and my sisters who commit their lives to serve you. According to the scriptures, you help them and guide them. And Lord, I pray, you bless our church, O God. Help us to reach new areas, O God. Thank you for all the faithful workers that you have put in the office, the pastors, the elders, the parents. O Lord, use them all to evangelize, that the word of God increase, and let the number of disciples multiplied, O Lord, and let great company of those who were opposing become obedient to faith. Take your word and spread it, O God. Bring the fruit 30 and 60 and 100. O Lord, bless us in large our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.